This is now a repeat of the new and unfamiliar test for Q&A 304 Ducks Eliminated that we will dictate at 225 words per minute. I encourage you to take it very seriously, use your real time, and proofread the test using the audio. Let's begin.
What is this document, sir?
This was submitted to Alberta Environment as part of the Environmental Impact Assessment, and I also included it in addition because Environment Canada identified issues with the shorelines of the tailings pond area in an effort to point out to Syncrude that during the infilling of the tailings pond, there would be emergent vegetation along the shorelines which could provide nesting habitat, roosting habitat for migrating birds, in addition to the quality of the shorelines itself, whether they were steep and deep, which would be unattractive to migrating shorebirds, or whether or not, in fact, it would be a gradual slope to the shoreline, which would, in fact, make it attractive to migrating shorebirds.
How did Syncrude respond to that?
They said that they had looked at the issue of emergent vegetation as well as not harvesting non-merchantable timber and found that as a result of the activity of clearing the non-merchantable timber and burning it, there was always a certain amount of woody material left on the ground. And as the infilling of the tailings pond took place, that woody material may get involved with their recycled water reprocessing and cause major problems in the process. Those were some of the reasons that they couldn't do what Environment Canada was recommending, but they in fact again supported that risk assessment with the fact that they had an ongoing and effective bird deterrent program, and they felt they could mitigate those problems.
What is the document at tab 7?
This is a document that came to Alberta Environment via Environment Canada. It was a document submitted to the Energy Resources Conservation Board regarding Syncrude's application for a license to operate the Aurora facility, and I identified this document as germane because it talks about Environment Canada's opinion concerning the regulatory obligations undertaken by Syncrude under the Fisheries Act as well as under the Migratory Birds Convention Act. And it talks about the potential utilization by migratory waterfowl of the tailings ponds, including colonial birds and shore birds.
The document at tab 8, what's that, sir?
This is Syncrude talking about the issue of tree clearing and specifically non-merchantable timber within the Aurora settling basin. It also talks about Syncrude being committed to the effective deployment of bird deterrent devices and to efficiently maintain, utilize, and manage the bird deterrent system. Syncrude recognizes the need for increased vigilance in this program during the initial years of operation of the settling basin when there are standing trees above water.
They also talk about issues with the program itself, as well as giving a summary of mortality at the Aurora site. I'm particularly interested in the first sentence under heading 8.3, Wildlife Monitoring. What does that first sentence mean?
Syncrude's bird deterrent program endeavors to discourage wildlife from coming into contact with conditions hazardous to their well-being. Each season, deterrent devices are deployed and maintained at all discharge locations and throughout all tailings areas.
You do understand and appreciate, sir, that as a result of an early spring and poor weather conditions, Syncrude was unable to set up and deploy their deterrent devices before the birds arrived?
Yes, I do recall someone saying something to the effect that Syncrude didn't get to the shorelines of the tailings ponds early enough in the spring and that some ducks came earlier than expected and landed on the pond. By the time they spotted them, some were already coated with oil and were dying. It is unknown how many had already died and were submerged.
As you think back to your evidence you gave yesterday, is there anything you would like to modify?
Pardon me, ma'am, I don't understand the concept of modifying.
I take it your evidence given yesterday may have passed through your mind last night. Is there anything you would care to modify?
No, ma'am.
Now, we've seen the terrible photographs of the struggling ducks in the pond that I referred to as showboating. There's a series of them. You took quite a few. Why so many, by the way?
Well, I was standing on the deck of the work boat at a distance where I wasn't able to do anything more useful at that point, unfortunately, except take photographs, call for help, encourage my people that were with me to come up with creative solutions, and therefore we were somewhat unable to do anything but stand by helplessly.
And your estimate from the point at which you were standing to where that raven was torturing that duck is how far?
I believe I stated yesterday 60 feet, and I'd stand with that estimate.
Yes, and you also, I think, told us that a shotgun blast at 60 feet was not likely to terrify a raven.
No, if you'll recall, where the site is, ravens are exposed to industrial noise on a regular basis, including the zone guns or sound cannons, which are as loud as a shotgun.
But you do expect these sound cannons to scare away ducks?
They are effective much of the time in scaring away ducks, it seems.
Would it surprise you to learn that they are effective for about 2 hours?
I guess you'd need to qualify what you mean by effective for 2 hours.
Scaring them away.
Are you talking about an individual duck or different ducks? I don't really understand your statement.
Well, if you don't understand that statement, then how were you able to say that the sound cannons were effective?
Well, I guess I'll just have to tell you on the next unfamiliar test. I hope that went well for you. Bye for now.